When Jenny Margaret Somerville named her business Jamar Soap, she wasn't expecting success, actually. Now she and her husband, Richard Peterson, produce a ton and a half of artisan soaps a year in the Wairau Valley in Marlborough, and they export to Japan. So Sage Forrest heard about this. She drops into a soap making session and she discovers that the magic ingredient at the heart of this business is a dynamic relationship.
I do the making, Jenny does the other bits and pieces.
Symbiotic?
Yes, symbiotic relationship. Very good one.
Yes.
Okay, my pot on my scales. The coconut comes in a 20 litre bucket. And it's quite solid. It's very precise, and you measure down to grams. This time of year, the palm oil is horrible to deal with. It comes with a box and a big plastic bag, and Colombia does something other than cocaine. Yeah, it's all certified, and it's been approved by various international agencies, but yeah, sustainable, organic palm oil from Colombia.
Well done.
Yeah, and the olive oil comes locally.
And this mix now goes through to your factory.
Yes, next door is the clean room, so we'll go through there and start the process.
Richard is the chief soap maker now, but it was Jenny who made the first batch 13 years ago when the move to Wairau ended her career as a radiation therapist.
I made a batch in the kitchen and it worked and it seemed quite nice. And it was about 6 months later I went and had a go at a market in Blenheim, and I remember I was so nervous. And I came home after that first day and I'd sold $180 worth of soap. I was really pleased because it meant that some people wanted it, and it's just gone on from there, really.
We have this is our purpose-built room to give me somewhere to play. I've never had a shed of my own before, so this is it. I've got my Spates posters. I'm happy. The first thing we do with these oils is we'll put them on the gas ring. Now I'll pour the olive oil into this pot. The soap works out about half olive oil. The other two are in there for their lathering and hardness properties. Amazing molecule. Soap happens naturally in the wilds. All you need is wood ash with water running through it, gives you a natural lye. And if something got burnt in the fire, like an animal, any residual fats will become soaps. Now while that's heating away, I get my essential oils ready. And today we're making a Mei Ching soap.
This is quite a popular soap, is it?
It is. Mei Ching. We sell more of this one than all the others added together, and we make 14 odd different flavours of soaps. And just to make life interesting, we mix in it turmeric powder, which I'll swirl into it in a minute.
What temperature are you looking for there?
I want it, when they're all melted, to be about 70-ish, 60-ish. I'm going to give this a bit of a beat. Yeah. It takes, once the soap is made, it sits for 24 hours. Then we take it over to our other building, our shop, and I cut it up there, and then it sits on a shelf for a month, curing.
It's probably a good time just to also mention that we do a lot of contract making, and we do that to people's own recipes. We have customers around New Zealand, and we have quite a few in Japan at the moment, and they might say either, can you please make us a super moisturising soap with shea butter? And someone might say to us, we grow olive oil, can you use our olive oil to make soap for us? We do that a lot also with lavender oil. So it's not always our soap that we're making, we're doing a lot of for other people as well.
That's the royal we.
The royal we.
The royal we.
I'll just check this temperature.
Well, you won't find JMR soap at the Blenheim market anymore, but you could come across it in Japan. They've sent 3,000 soaps to one customer and more to Tokyo department store Tokyo Hands, where the product's been given the royal treatment.
They came here to visit us, these customers, and they took photos while they were here. And they've blown up these photos, and they're on the shelf behind the product in this flash department store. And they've also got a copy of the DVD running on a computer on the shelf. And it's just so amazing. Little Wairau Valley. We're in this big, big, expensive department store, and it's so gratifying. Yeah. The old Labrador even features.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned a DVD, Jenny. What was that?
One of the Japanese customers requested us make a DVD to help her with her marketing, so she could take it to her customers over there and show how, because they're really big on the handmade product, and seeing us making it from scratch was something that's really important for her to be able to show people so they can see where we live, what we do, what we look like.
Right, we're at temperature. Now, these, my safety glasses. Just to add to that, we have a natural antioxidant.
It's derived from lemon balm.
Now, the caustic. Now, when it goes in, the oil has changed colour, it's gone quite white. And what I'll do is I'll beat this until we get what's called trace. And trace is when you pick it up and swirl it around, and it's the dint stays. Add the essential oil. It gives you a nice hit of lemon verbena smell, doesn't it?
So you've mixed up the turmeric with a little bit of your soap mix.
Yep, and then give it a brief swirl, and then it goes into the mould. And that nice colour swirl through there, it will be what the final soaps look like.
The colour on that is spectacular. It's like a piece of artwork, really, with a beautiful lemony colour of the soap with the red that you've just put in from the turmeric that's stayed separated.
Yes, and we're trying different combinations, different colours. We've discovered clays recently.
Oh, I see. So there's green and white and
burgundy. And we have black mud we use to make a coloured swirl and violet.
No wonder they're popular in Japan. They do look like individual pieces of artwork.
Now this gets put to bed, and tomorrow morning I'll come out and chop it all up. But now we'll adjourn to another building. We stop and smell the roses. We look out on the Richmond Ranges. That's Mount Fishtail right there and Mount Richmond right there. It's beautiful. As you can hear, the sounds of the cattle, the birds.
How long have you been in Wairo?
15 years. I came here with BP. We opened a new service station in town. I was in BP in Wellington. Our section in Wellington was the same size as our driveway is here. So we ended up staying. Because the one thing about this job is we can do the work even when it's dark. So we can play with the kids during the day and do the work in the evening. It's nice. And here we have our, we call it the shop. It's principally where the wrapping, the cutting of soap and the wrapping of all the products gets done. This is Jenny's domain.
It smells divine in here. You must have had soaps in here for a long time, but there's no smell of it being old.
Oh, that's good. Our principal business is supplying accommodation toiletries, mostly upmarket, 4 and 5 star. And we get a lot of guests who have stayed somewhere and used the product come here, specifically to meet us and to buy the product and take it home with them in larger quantities. I mean, we've had guests that might have used it down the bottom of the South Island and put us on their itinerary.
So, and how is it working together?
We're really, really good, actually, together. We've been together for a long time now. And we just seem to be able to live and work together 24/7. It's really awesome.
I do other things. In the early days, a lot of the neighbours and people in the district thought I wasn't doing anything, so they'd ring me up and say, can you spare me a couple of hours to come and get these sheep in or move the cattle or fix this fence? So I get to do that a lot too, which helps, keeps my brain sane.
But it's also quite funny that we often meet for lunch. We're on the same property. I will spend the majority of the day in the office and in the shop, and Richard will be in his, he calls it his cave, it's his workshop, and we have an intercom, and I will say, do you want lunch? And we meet in the house, have lunch, and then go our separate ways. So we can even spend most of a day not really seeing each other sometimes.
Yeah, can I say, how are the kids? Yep.
But, you know, the kids come home from school at 3 and we just carry on working. Or we can stop if we feel like it and go for a swim. So it's really, really neat like that.
So what I do here is I'll bring out a 9 kg block out here in that mould, tip it out onto my cutting table. Mm-hmm. We have guitar string cutters, which we've made up.
Okay. You can hear the different notes of the guitar string as it's been tightened.
Where did you get this design? That's quite innovative.
Egg slicer, for those anybody who remembers what egg slicers were, it used to be like. It was the start of the idea. And then Jenny's dad.
He's also a bass guitarist.
Hence the guitar strings.
And yes, we have guitar strings.
It's even got the machine heads on the top of the slicer for tightening the strings.
Yeah, get the right note.
Yeah.
And we've discovered the music shop has got one string they get in just for cheese cutters. No one uses it for music. And so we use it for soap as well now.
So it looks like a G string to me.
Yes, that's not the G-strings I normally see around here.
And it's interesting. You'd think, like, just looking at Richard's hands here, I know no one can see them, but you'd think for working with soap all day, they would dry out. But his hands are always really soft. And that's the other funny thing about the masculinity thing, is that he'll often, he's in the fire brigade, and he, if he rushes off to a call or something, if he's been working with rose, he smells quite aromatic.
One day I spent 25 mils of rose essential oil on myself. A disaster, because that's really expensive per mil. It's like hundreds of dollars that was down my front, and I stank, and the siren went, and I rushed up there and I jumped into the truck, and everybody went and looked at me, and I said, "It's blokish, okay?" And off we went.
What?
Blokish.
It's blokish.
Yes, I get a hard time about that, and my girly hands, because they're nice and soft from the soap, but they're not very good for fences.
No.
I make myself a special soap because I can, which is peppermint and sand. And I put a lot of peppermint, and in the mornings I get in there and I have a good back scratch of the sand, and the peppermint wakes me up and I'm ready for my coffee before I have to talk to anybody.
If you're making it at home, just let the, you know, just think laterally, look in your pantry and just give it a go.
Or come and buy it from a local.
Yeah, exactly, yes. Or come. Yes, well said, Richard.
So, Jenny Margaret Somerville and Richard Peterson from Jamar Soap in the Wairau Valley. Our producer, Sean, says he uses their shaving bars. And that's Sean's beauty tip for the day. We'll post a photograph of Sean on our Facebook page so you can judge for yourself.